The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
How in the world does CNN stay in business? I know, I'm serious. I'm not being facetious. How in the world do they stay in business? I wasn't going to get into this at all because I've already talked about CNN. They've got all of this coverage on this 16-year-old girl who yells and screams and shouts and has a hissy fit at the United Nations over climate change. This wealthy, spoiled brat from Sweden goes before the United Nations and screams and yells and saying, "You've stolen my hope and you've stolen my dreams." Really? Seriously? So I just went back, just before we came back on the air, I went back to see if they had anything about Trump before the United Nations. Because, again, President Trump gave an absolutely historic speech at the United Nations today about religious freedom and liberty. It was historic. And very, very important and extremely significant. So I pulled up CNN again, and there is this Greta Thunberg. That's the prominent story, and it's this endless video clip. You need to see it. If you don't believe me, go to CNN.com, and CNN.com right now, and right in the middle at the very top of the page, Greta Thunberg tells the United Nations, "You have stolen my dreams and my childhood." And they applauded her wildly. But anyway, oh my goodness, it just refreshed. No, it's still there. On the front page of CNN, oh my goodness, it just refreshed. She was in the middle, kind of a small. She is now in the major spot on their page, to the left, big picture, big video clip, headline, 16-year-old blast leaders at UN, how dare you? And they have moved Schumer over a little bit and given him the small place. But on the front page of CNN, CNN.com, not one word about President Trump giving a major historic address at the United Nations about religious liberty and freedom. But here it is, front page, top half, over to the right. Four baby squirrels were found with their tails braided together. Whew. Man. Aren't you glad CNN is there to report this kind of news? All right, enough of that. But I'm not kidding. If you don't believe me, look, go to CNN.com right now. CNN.com. Over on the right, about halfway down, four baby squirrels were found with their tails braided together. Well, Bob, that's terrible. Yeah, I know it is. I know it is, but okay. Then there's this. North Carolina, you and I talked about this at the end of last week. A group of cheerleaders at North Stanley High School in New London, North Carolina, were suspended. They were put on probation. Why? because before a game, this was a week ago, it was American night. And all of the kids were encouraged to come wearing red, white, and blue. It was like patriotic. It's American night at the football game. And so a lot of the kids, you know, came with red, white, blue. Well, some of the cheerleaders at North Stanley High School in New London, North Carolina, allowed themselves to be photographed with a banner that said, Trump 2020, make America great again. Yep. Trump 2020, make America great again. Well, somebody took a picture of them. It went viral, and people in town went, that's political. Okay, anyway, end result, and I'm quoting, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association, not just the local school district, the North Carolina High School Athletic Association placed the cheerleaders on probation. They weren't expelled, they weren't kicked out, they weren't suspended, they were put on probation. I have no idea what that means. But anyway, they were put on probation and they were said, can't do that anymore. And so as far as I know, the cheerleader said, okay, that's fine. But this past Friday night, the high school game at North Stanley High School was canceled. It was canceled. County Schools Superintendent Jeff James has said, North Carolina schools have a policy against displaying political signs, and as a result of the controversy, they received threats. Here it is. Stanley County Schools said it canceled the North Stanley High game because it had received, quote, additional information that could compromise safety measures our schools have in place for sporting events. So ultimately, because a group of teenagers posed with a banner that said Trump 2020, make America great again, this past Friday night's game was canceled. Well, people in the community are accusing the school board of violating the First Amendment rights of the cheerleaders, and they held a rally, and a Jeremy Onatreb, one of the rally organizers, said, quote, there was no threat. Nobody is going to come up here to hurt the kids. It's not what this was all about. The accusation is there was going to be a rally before the game to simply support the cheerleaders. The principal of the school says, well, he didn't, and again, he didn't say there were threats. He said, we have received additional information that could compromise safety measures our schools have in place for sporting events. The organizers of the rally are saying they just didn't want us to have a rally supporting the teenagers, and so they simply canceled the football game. And that's sad. I mean, seriously, we have become so polarized, so divided, that they're canceling high school football games because of fear of a rally supporting cheerleaders who supported Donald Trump. We really have come to a place of deep, deep, deep division. And I feel sorry for the football players. It has not been determined whether the game will be made up at another time or another location. Just right now, the game was canceled. All right. When we come back, another interesting story from a high school, this time down in Georgia. And a bunch of kids, Christian kids in Georgia, are going to stand up for what they believe. Good group of kids. It's an interesting story, and I'll have it for you when we return.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Everybody, everybody, everybody loves the movie when someone stands up to the bully. Remember Karate Kid? Aaron, do you remember the first Karate Kid, or are you too young for that? Do you remember that? The first Karate Kid movie? Remember that?
Yeah.
Wax on, wax off?
Yeah.
By the way, remember the miniature golf course scene?
No.
You don't remember the miniature golf course scene
no,
in Karate Kid?
No.
Well, that was filmed at a miniature golf course just around the block from the house I lived in when I was in high school. It's true.
Oh.
It's true.
Well, that's cool.
You want my autograph? I played there. I played miniature golf at the very same place where they filmed Karate Kid. But anyway, the big appeal of Karate Kid was this scrawny little kid that everybody picked on until he met Mr. Do you remember his name, Aaron?
Miyagi.
Yes, that is correct. Until he met Mr. Miyagi. And Mr. Miyagi taught him how to fight back against the bully. And it became a runaway success, and I don't know, they made two or three after that, you know, Karate Kid 2 and Karate Kid 3 and all of that stuff. Everybody loves that kind of movie, but in real life, not everybody pulls for the underdog who wants to fight against the bully. Ask some kids in Georgia. Yep. A bunch of kids at Griffin Spalding School in Georgia, high school in Georgia. They're a group of kids that belong to the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. And for years, they have been hosting prayer breakfasts for football players on the morning of the football games. Fellowship of Christian Athletes, which is a recognized campus club on many, many high schools around America. Well, at this particular high school in Georgia, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes has been holding this prayer breakfast on the morning of football games. It's completely voluntary. You don't have to come. And by the way, it's not just for the football players. It's anybody who wants to come. Well, one of the directors of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes asked around the community, hey, are there any churches that would like to bring in the food? I mean, it's a breakfast. We don't have a whole lot of money. And are there any local churches? Well, in this case, a couple of churches, one of them being the Griffin First United Methodist Church, said, sure, we will provide breakfast. So the breakfast is voluntary. It is not sanctioned by the school. It is not sponsored by the school. But because a local church provided food, the American Humanist Association heard about it, wrote them a letter, and said, separation of church and state. Yeah. Here's the story. The American Humanist Association, a nonprofit group that advocates for humanists, atheists, and other non-theistic Americans, has accused the Griffin Spalding school system in Georgia of hosting an unconstitutional school prayer activity. But here's what I like. The school district says the students have been leading their own prayer for years. End quote. They have a constitutional right to do so. Well, the group announced today that they are sending a warning letter to Superintendent James Smith and Lindy Pruitt, the principal of the high school, stating a concerned parent informed them that the high school hosted a prayer breakfast and sermon for football players provided by Griffin First United Methodist Church. The letter reads, the Griffin First United Methodist Church hosted a breakfast and sermon for football players at Spalding High School in clear violation of the Establishment Clause of the Constitution. The school's softball coaches also lead the team in prayers before their games. Well, this is just beginning to percolate, but so far, the school and the school district down in Georgia says, bring it on. It's not unconstitutional. It's voluntary. No one is forced to come. So a statement from the Griffin-Spalding County School System confirmed that they have received the letter of complaint from the American Humanist Association, and they have released this statement. Every Friday morning at 7 a.m., the Fellowship of Christian Athletes meets at Spalding High School. Attendance by any student is voluntary. The football coach knew that the Fellowship of Christian Athletes met at that time, so he invited a couple of churches to provide breakfast for them during the football season. The Spalding High School girls softball team also participates in a student-initiated, student-led prayer, and so on and so forth. So it looks like the school system is going to back the students who are standing up to the bully. Now, the next step, of course, will be the threat of a lawsuit. Then we will see if there is general support among the school board and in the community to stand up and fight against the bully. If it was the movies, everyone would be in support of the underdog that wants to stand up against the bully. In this case, it is students standing up against the American Humanist Association. So we will see. The American Humanist Association says that this is an ongoing effort against the religious right, which seeks to impose its sectarian agenda across the country. Yeah. So this is one of those stories that I like to keep my eye on. Here are some students who say, we're going to stand against the bully. In this case, the American Humanist Association. And I would imagine that the Freedom From Religion Foundation will probably come alongside as well. And I'm hoping and praying that one of the fine Christian civil liberty organizations like the Alliance Defending Freedom, the ACLJ, one of those fine organizations will come and say, hey, you stand for your constitutional rights and we will defend you. So we'll keep an eye on that story out of the state of Georgia. Hey, big cases coming up to the Supreme Court. I'll share some of those with you when we return.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.